Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name's Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline, and today we're going to be yapping about just about everything. And I want to let you all know that to record this episode, I made a sacrifice. I actually took off my Wicked headband for the first time since they announced the Wicked movie was coming out, and I switched it off for my headphones. Just kidding, but I am going to be wearing that headband every day this week, at least.
Caroline's been wearing it so much that, like, when we normally record on Zoom, she doesn't have headphones on. So it's kind of just been me having to figure out how to keep the conversation going and respond.
And I've just been saying yeah, whatever I've wanted and not cared how Phoebe responded because I couldn't hear.
Exactly.
So it's amazing.
Did you guys notice?
Yeah, crazy. Anywho, are you getting excited? I currently have plans to see the Wicked movie 3 times, and that's in 1 week.
Yeah, I currently only have plans to see it once, but I'll probably throw another one in there Friday or Saturday, see it by myself second time, and then I'm sure I'll see it next week as well.
I'm so excited. I think it's just going to be so great, and yeah, I'm just loving it. But I do have to say, you guys, I listened to Giggly Squad this week and I was like getting incensed listening to Paige DeSorbo shit on Wicked and musical theater.
Caroline's not in the headspace right now to take any criticism on musical theater people.
Okay, but did you listen to it?
No, I did not. But it is a tough time to be on the... I saw what you said. I'm just saying, like, it would probably bother you no matter what. But right now, especially, I think you are like...
Well, no,
you don't
it always
hear it.
Bothers me when she says it. Well, the other thing is, like, I'm sorry, but let's just acknowledge that there are different kinds of theater kids, okay? And theater people. And, like, all theater people are not the same. And people are like, oh, my God, I don't want to go to Wicked and have all these people singing all the words. And I'm like, the real theater people there, the purists, are not going to be singing along. Like, they're going to be treating it like they're at a Broadway show, and you don't sing at Broadway shows. You sing at the Eras Tour movie. So anybody who's at the Eras Tour movie, like, whatever, singing out, whatever, it's because they're used to doing that at the concert. That's not what you do at a Broadway show. I don't think theater people, the ones like me, have any interest in singing along. So that is like the first thing. It's like, just, oh my God, are you so uncreative that you can't acknowledge the other kinds of theater people in the world?
We also have to remember that, like, these theater kids, they're not going to want to embarrass themselves because they aren't going to know all the runs yet. They're not going to know the differences, and they're not going to want to be overconfident that they know how something's going to go because they've been listening to the same soundtrack for the last 21
true,
years.
And
but
true fans of Wicked will also be like, yeah, and we never did. And we never thought we knew more than we did because there's always a different opt up, okay? There's always a different alphabet. Like, no two alphabets are the same. So even then, we're used to like, okay, well, which, whose version is this? Because if it's Jessica Vosk, yeah, I'm not going to sing it the same way I'm singing Adina. You know what I mean? So I just think we do know what Cynthia is doing, but we don't know everything Cynthia is doing. And that's a really good point. The other thing I have to say is all the... I don't want to be this person, but I'm going to say all the annoying theater people who like are going to sing and you're scared of that, they're all so young currently that they don't even know Wicked. Like Wicked they're is also like their young Hamilton.
If you're going to a Thursday night showing, it's going to be past their bedtime.
It better be. It better be. I mean, 8:15 is when I'm going Thursday. And let me tell you, that was past my bedtime until like 11th grade. Mom had me in bed at 8 p.m.
Caroline's self-ascribed at a certain point. Caroline's like, no, my mom makes me go to bed at 8:15. It's fully Caroline like locking herself in her room doing her homework and then going to bed.
My mom said it once. One time my mom said, Caroline, you have to go to bed at 8.
And that's the rule.
And she never said anything else. So like, that's just the rule now.
I just checked my seats again, thank goodness that that one seat next to me and Mimi is still empty, which means Mimi and I can have a seat between us.
Wow. Wow, that's hilarious.
For our things.
Hilarious. I'm a little bit too scared to check because Kelly and I, typically, you know, I'm an end seat girly towards the back.
Speaking of which, we are going to have to talk about another the movie that we saw while I was in Pittsburgh.
Well, let's go ahead and get into it then.
Well, Caroline just said that she's typically an end seat person.
I am.
And she is under, and I'm not saying that she had a choice in this situation, but it was, she didn't inform me until we were walking into a theater as the movie was starting. Trailers had just finished. Mm-hmm. We're walking in and Caroline's like, oh, and by the way, we're in the second row.
I told you in the car on the way there.
And I don't know which seats are ours. And then we walk up to the row and we realize we are the two seats in the dead center. And before we even walked up there, Caroline goes, but I doubt anybody else will be in
that was
row.
The other
like
thing,
when I bought
Phoebe,
the tickets, like there's
bought,
no
yes.
one.
Yes. And I had bought, it was a same day purchase. Like I bought the tickets
I'm not
that
saying
day.
This in a way, I'm just saying it's funny.
I'm explaining to the people so that they know, like, this wasn't madness. Like, believe me, if I go to book tickets for a movie and I see that those are the only two seats available because and everything else is taken, like, and I'm just picking a different showtime or a different theater. I'm not going to like make it work. That's not my personality. But there wasn't one for this. So because the row was completely empty, I was like, we're safe. We're like within 4 hours of the movie time. Who the fuck? People are going to be like me and they're going to go say, oh, maybe I'll see Heretic. And then they're going to say, oh my God, what the hell is this? I'm not watching this movie. I'll just go see something else, you know, because they're going to see what a terrible selection of seats is available. That's not what
unfortunately,
happened.
Unfortunately, that's not what happened. We walked up to the seats. Every single seat except for our two seats in the second row is full.
And quick
which
question.
Means, and
why is everyone bringing blankets to movies?
Can
this
we not get so comfortable?
This is not a sleepover, and it's not the drive-in. It's not the, no, I like being comfortable. And I post up. You all know. I post up. I'm comfy at the movies. I'm not bringing
a
blanket.
Bring a sweatshirt.
I'm showing up now in sweats.
It's just like now I'm like mortified that you're in the recliners. There's not that much room. I'm having to walk in front of the entire basically sold out theater.
Painting their nails like it's a fucking sleepover party.
You can already preemptively feel the attitude coming from the people that they like cannot believe that you're about to walk to the seats you bought tickets to sit in.
So then, guys, it gets worse.
So we decided.
And this is really just, again, what it's like when you go to the movies with moi. It's always something different. It's always something a little bit kooky and unexpected.
It's always something. Mm-hmm. We decide to sit in the... we also have to talk about the popcorn situation. And then we have to talk about Target in our restaurant.
We just had a lot. Riot over the past week. Can you imagine my dismay when I walked in the house and you were not here? And I was like, who the heck am I going to laugh with IRL? IRL.
And so we're sitting, the movie has started at this point. These two people come into the front row.
By the way, the front row was completely empty. So Phoebe and I are sitting just in the seats right in front of where our seats were.
Here's what I have to say, though. If you're coming into a movie, this is exactly what we did. We didn't want to cause a stir.
But here's what to say.
The movie is starting. Hey, there are five seats on either side of us. we're in the front row. You sitting in the dead center is not going to make that much difference.
Take your pick.
They stand in front of us for at least 30 seconds. And we're like, are these your seats?
By the way, we did not say that. Phoebe says nothing. Phoebe's like, I'm watching the movie here. Can you get out of the way? Like, Phoebe doesn't say a word. And I'm like, are these your seats? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Full volume, by the way.
So I start like grabbing my purse as the woman's like putting her bags down. She's like, all right, get up. Like she's like ready to sit on my lap. And her husband's like, no, we'll just take your seats. Are those your seats? And I was like, what? I was like, okay.
I was like, crazy pick.
And you just pretty much confirmed that there's nothing about us that's the same because I just sat in your seats to avoid sitting in my seats because of the situation back there in the row behind me, which is lots of people.
Which
you
is just that, like, I do think, like, again,
that's preferable.
This is the pandemic and what it's done to people because, and maybe it's also like, well, also mom it's like instilled
we were
in
the
us.
Rude ones, Phoebe. Like, we were the ones who sat in their seats.
I understand. And I do agree with that, but we did it so that we didn't disrupt. We didn't want to cause more ruckus than we needed to.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the difference here is that, like, I just think, as much as I appreciate the sentiment of assigned seats in movies, life was a little bit easier when they weren't assigned because these scuttles didn't have to happen in the middle of a movie.
Scuttle.
Can we just move on?
No, I just
I think that I use that word fine.
I just haven't ever heard it used like that. And so I was just like, taking it in for a sec. God, sue me for trying to enjoy every freaking moment.
Anyway, so before the movie, okay, Caroline and I wanted to like, we wanted to enjoy the popcorn that we were getting.
We both have a full, like, we know what we're doing when we come to the movies. Like, don't mess with that. You don't need to ask me a single question, guy behind the counter. You guys don't worry. I'll tell you what I need and I'll ask you nicely. You don't need to confirm it. You don't need to repeat it back to me to make sure that's what I want.
We're like clearly together. We're clearly together.
Hey guys, we look exactly like, we're dressed exactly like, and we're speaking everything in unison, okay? There's no bones about we're together.
And so Caroline orders a large popcorn.
Okay.
And I'm like getting my drink. Hey, no, I'm about to actually out both of us.
Sorry, I didn't think there was anything wrong with that until this night at the movies.
Exactly. And so I'm like getting my Diet Coke. So I think that the guy behind the counter is assuming that like you're doing one part of the job, I'm doing. But what he doesn't understand is there's two jobs being done simultaneously.
Yeah, we're both every man for himself. I know we're together, sir, and I know that we know that, and that it seems like that to you. But it's every man for himself. So although yes, I just said we're together. We're actually not.
So I turn around and I say, and can I also do a large popcorn?
He falls flat on his face. He says, sorry, I lost my balance because I was so thrown off by what you said. Did you say a large? He's like,
wait, did you hear, you know, she didn't get a small.
He's like,
she also got a large.
He's like,
popcorn.
And you guys are identical fraternal twins, right? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, okay, so you're good. And we're like, no. And then, and like, here's the thing. This is going to make me sound really wasteful. Like, I probably eat, like, how much was gone out of the popcorn by the end of the movie?
Both of us, we probably still wouldn't have finished one large popcorn.
Or even, like, half. Like, I didn't even finish half of the popcorn. But I always do it. Because here's the other thing is that Cinemark, it's fucking cheap. If you have movie club.
If me and Caroline had gotten one large popcorn, we probably would not have even finished that.
No, but we also would have had to like be touching hands. That's the other thing. COVID changed a lot of things. We're germaphobes. We want our own. Because we're germaphobes, that's why.
And then I went to go put butter on my popcorn. And I was just
shut
like, we were kind of, this has nothing to do with you. Oh. We were kind of in a rush because again, the movie was starting and I had just been informed that we were going to have to go perform before we sat in our seats because we were sitting in the front row. And I didn't know that before. And, I like, I got butter all over my sleeve.
She just like poured the hot butter like on her hand. I was like, she's like, I'm going to go like put my hand in the freezer. It's going to be a popsicle.
I moved the popcorn while I was still hitting the button.
Insane.
And because I was trying to move to, and Caroline freaking told everyone.
I didn't tell anyone.
At the movie theater.
I didn't tell anyone. You just told everyone listening. Yeah, that was our experience at the movies. So now you just kind of get a little peek into what it's like to hang with us. We also went to Target. So we had like such a day on Saturday.
Pause.
What?
Before that, should we just talk about Heretic?
Didn't we talk about, I feel like we talked about it last week.
No, we haven't seen it yet.
We talked about it on like Thursday or something. I feel like we'd still talk about it.
We just said we'll talk. No, because you compared Sarah Harvey to the Prophet.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, sorry. That's why I think we talked about it, because we did. Yeah. Heretic. What do you have to say about it?
I enjoyed it.
That's it.
I had a great time. Hugh Grant, I thought was so, like, I mean, obviously he plays.
Because he was
villain,
so freaking cute. I would have felt for it right away.
He was so fun. He was kind of fun. He like referenced Get Free by Lana Del Rey.
He is like that college professor or high school professor who you're like, this is what it's all about. Like, and they change your life and write your letter of rec. That's like who he plays in the movie. And he's like, I'm making God fun. And he's like,
and
using
he's
all these references.
He's also a freak.
Yeah. But then it's like, oh, you can't judge a book by its cover. You seem like just kind of a zany old dude who's a lot of fun and a really cool teacher who could change my life and write me a killer letter of rec.
I'm changing my dream rotation real quick, and then we can really talk about our favorite character.
Okay, cool.
Sister Paxton.
Sister Paxton, if I was on Dream, you would be on my Dream. I don't even have a nightmare. Who knows? It's going to be off the freaking cuff. Anywho.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so our Saturday.
Yeah, well, so we're not talking about the movie anymore?
Well, now we can go back to it when we do the rotations.
Okay, sorry. I can't keep up with how you're running this shit. Okay. It's finally the most wonderful time of year. Fee, do you have any goals for the upcoming holiday season?
Other than being on the nice list for the 24th year in a row, I'm hoping to perfect my Spanish accent with Rosetta Stone.
Love that. My husband's family is Italian, so I'd love to be able to practice my conversation skills over the holidays. Maybe I'll also learn the top secret family gnocchi recipe.
Yeah, maybe. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. And it has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered.
I love how quickly I'm learning with Rosetta Stone. There are no English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And it's a super intuitive process designed for long-term retention.
For me, the convenience is the most important part. That and its amazing value. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership for all 25 languages, so don't put off learning that language.
There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, the Pretty Little Podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special.
This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving. Phoebe, is there anything worse than the week before your period? The sleeplessness, breakouts, the cravings, and the blah, blah, blah. PMS is the worst. Luckily, now it's easier to manage with Estro Control.
Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, and the way it eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, which is where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. When that estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, blemishes, cravings, you know the drill.
Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month. PMS isn't robbing me of a week of my life every month anymore. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PrettyLittlePodcast at checkout.
Again, that's happymammoth.com and use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Anyway, on Saturday, we went to the Anthropology Home Outlet, which is so fun, you guys. It is so fun. Phoebe and I sat on all these bougie couches and
we walk in. We walk in and we immediately are having to perform.
Well, we aren't. We aren't. We aren't. We aren't. Because we walk in and this woman's like, oh, do you need a, oh my God. Did you get your makeup done professionally this morning? I'm like, lady, it is 10 a.m. I'm in a full sweatsuit. No.
Can you imagine if Caroline, I guess we can't imagine because it's just Lisa Barlow.
Yeah.
But like, can you imagine being someone who would just to go to the Home Outlet for Anthropology in a sweatsuit, have someone come do full glam?
And it's,
and that,
like,
is just Lisa.
And it is kind of me too. I'm just the someone that does my full glam. It's like, the only difference is that she pays someone to do it and I do it myself. That's the difference.
Right.
But it's the same level of full glam, I would say. But that's just like who I am. I've always been that way. There's nothing that I love more than like laid back. Cause you know what it gives? Two show day in between going to get food. That's what it gives. Yeah. It gives. I saw a matinee and this is what I'm wearing today. And so I'm going to have a full beat and look insanely gorgeous, but I'm going to have on the sloppiest outfit you've ever seen. And everyone's like, what is she doing? That's what I want.
I saw a TikTok today that was like someone ranting about how Gen Z and Gen Alpha remembers 2016 makeup. And the like little search bar was 2016 makeup. And I click on it and I see another video that is this girl who goes, not this being my public snap story of me doing a makeup tutorial before going to school. And it's like 5 a.m. She is doing like a full like James Charles cut crease. Like the thick eyebrows, like orange, blue, purple, yellow coloring.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like,
for public school. Public snap story.
I can relate. I can fully relate. I was doing I remember the time I learned what face makeup was, because here's the other thing. I had been in shows where I was wearing makeup, but mom was always like, oh, you don't need face makeup. Just wear powder. Just wear powder. And so I did Les Mis in 9th grade and I got to use face makeup, like foundation. And I was like, holy shit, this changes everything. And that's still true. Like, I'm sorry, guys. If you're wondering why does my look unfinished, it's because you didn't finish your face. It changes everything. I could be so good at eye makeup and no one's ever going to compliment me on my makeup unless it all looks great. And that's what happened on Saturday. The girl was like, I can only do eye makeup. Because I was like, your eye makeup looks fierce. And she was like, but I cannot do face makeup. And yours just, I thought you got it professionally done. And I was like, the face is what made you think it was professionally done? Usually it's the eyes. Because people are like, I can't do winged eyeliner, you know?
Yes.
Usually that's what they say. So I was shocked that she said it was the face. And then this is where mom says, but goo, do you really want people to compliment you on your makeup? Don't you want people to say, goo, you're so pretty and see through your makeup? You don't want people to just see the makeup. And it's like, when it looks this good, I kind of do. I kind of do.
Fair enough. But so, yeah, that's what happened when we were in Anthropology. And we also bought some stuff. I got some candles. Caroline got some candles. And
I got this little thing. Stick. It looks like a spindle, but it's like, it's just gorgeous. It's Christmassy. We are decorating for Christmas. So then I was like, okay, well, we are within a 100-foot radius of a Target I've never been in. So who knows what the selection could be like? We have to go in. And Phoebe's like, fine, but I'm not buying anything. And I was like, okay. And we go in and we are just like giggle, 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 having fun. And then we run into a bit of a traffic jam. Now this traffic jam was caused by a young girl, but not that young. Young enough, old enough to know better, I would say. Turning as slow as she possibly freaking could. A wide turn.
She was going, it's not like she was in a rush.
The point is there was time to course correct. Okay. That's what we're saying. She was moving slow. If she wanted to change the path, she could have. Her mother also could. Any of the bystanders could have interjected and said,
we were bystanders.
Well, we were a little bit too far away to see like everything that was going on until it was too late. So I'm picking that off of our conscience. So we do not have to feel bad about that, Phoebe. Anyway, her mom, let me tell you, our mom would have said, go, and pulled it and made sure that didn't happen because it was inconveniencing everyone. And that's what our mom didn't like us to do. But this mom didn't care about that. So the girl is asleep in the freaking wheel and she just rams it into the side of an aisle.
Like, guys, like, it looked like it was almost on purpose. That's how hard she hit the shelf.
And to make matters worse, you guys, Phoebe and I are not the kind of girls you want to be around to witness something like this, because we're going to really struggle not to like absolutely lose our minds laughing at you and kind of making fun. And that doesn't mean I'm a mean girl.
No, but reviewers on really, Apple. It was more just like us.
It was like, oh, girl, we've been there. And we'll be there.
And maybe we'll go there.
Maybe we'll even get there again one day soon.
Hey, if you currently are typing a review like these girls bully 15-year-olds in the Target aisles.
I already got what was coming to me.
The universe is already handling it. The other thing is,
sorry, I got what was coming to me. You have yet to see your karma, so stay tuned.
Anyway, we were walking down the hall, and I was like, did she fully have her eyes closed like that? Guys, I wish that everybody could have been there, because I was not anything I'd ever
so
seen.
Hard, but like impossible.
And I said that, and we're not that far away, and everybody's still kind of like.
Phoebe was not right after. It was not immediately there. It was
close enough after that I said that, and you laughed out loud loudly, and you said, "Oh," and she. I mean, there's nothing else that could be about.
What was the "oh" about?
No, you said that you were. You
I'm
laughed
asking you why
really
I said
loudly.
"Oh." Okay,
you said you were. You like were like, "Oh, she's gonna hear that."
Oh, okay.
And she's
going to
know there's nothing, there's no other reason someone in this
would be
vicinity
laughing.
Would be laughing that
would be
hard.
Laughing. Yeah, exactly. So I felt bad about that. I actually even immediately felt bad. And Phoebe was like, who cares? Who cares? She had it coming. And I was like, oh my God, you're different. So then we're just walking down the aisle, and this older woman, this fantastic older woman, is like, I don't even know. I blacked out. She's like kind of in the way, I guess. So I was trying to get out of her way, because I'm like, okay, well, she's not
Caroline
a 15-year-old girl.
She was trying to avoid what we just saw happen, because
thank you.
Like she preemptively saw that a traffic jam was incoming, so she was moving out of the way, even though
and
she
was
didn't
like,
necessarily
I'm young and nimble,
have to yet.
You know, I'm
she
young and nimble. Let me handle this. Big mistake.
And she did exactly what the 15-year-old
I mean,
did.
I was moving a little bit faster, but yes, I rammed my fucking car into the side of an aisle. And then you guys, as the shot that rang through the entire Target, everyone could hear it. I was just paralyzed with, oh my God, karma is her boyfriend. Karma is not my boyfriend. Karma is her boyfriend. That girl over
there.
Did you see
the video of Taylor during Midnight Rain of all songs, when she says, and he never thinks of me except when I'm on TV, and she does, I guess, the dance that Travis does during Karma,
which is
she
what?
Like,
oh,
she does that. She's never done it before.
What happened to
and
what happened to the stick out her tongue in a crazy wave? What happened to I know beat for beat the choreo on that show. Of course I know what moment you're talking about.
We went one time.
We went one time, so I haven't memorized, of course. Oh my God. That's funny.
So that was our trip to Target, and then we went to lunch. And then we're in route to lunch. And I was a little bit hungover and a little bit tired. And
shame
I
on
was
you.
Super hungry. I was super hungry. All right. I was
which is
super
just
hungry.
Unusual for you. So that's the only reason I reacted the way I did, because I was like, Fee, something is up. You normally can barely you're like, oh my God, that's way too sweet. I'm stuffed. And I'm like, Phoebe, it's prime rib. There's nothing sweet about it.
Normally when I'm hungover, I don't like eating anything. But
right.
It was at that point in the day where I was like, oh, I haven't eaten anything all day. And this is making all of my feelings worse. So I
need
to eat.
It's really bad news for anyone in the immediate vicinity.
We're going to this restaurant, and we're on the way. And
we could call it.
We get the same. Caroline and I get the same thing, and we've been getting the same thing there since we were like.
It's because I handpicked Phoebe's personality for her at a young age, and I said, "This is going to be what you eat."
Except we get it. Hey, I do it differently.
Well, Phoebe's like a little bit more pick me and annoying about it. Yeah. I'm like, just do it as is. I'm easy. Phoebe's like, no almonds. No, and the girl's like, is it an allergy? And the girl's, and Phoebe's like, no.
No, but that's
you saying,
I'm just as is. That's pick me.
Well, I don't actually say that, Phoebe.
I'm so easy.
I don't actually say that.
You think it. You
no,
think
I don't.
It, and that's almost worse.
I'm thinking it
you
right now
it.
As a joke, which I think
anyway,
everyone
so
would.
Anyway, so I say to Caroline, I think I'm going to get two of the roles that we get.
No, listen. No, listen. Caroline stop. Goes. I'm talking now. All I said, you guys, was Oh my God. But I was also turning out. Stop. Phoebe. Ah! You never in your life ordered two of these rolls. So I was like, who are you? What have you done with my sister? Okay, that's
it. I just need you to know how I heard it, though. Because it's funny. I'm not mad. It's just
you've brought it
hysterical.
Up 100 times since it happened.
Because it's funny.
She couldn't stop talking about it at the restaurant. And then, she didn't even do it. And I said,
we order.
And Phoebe's like, and I'll do a chicken salad without almonds. And then I'm like looking at her like, and the waitress walks away. And I'm like, and that's not all. And then Phoebe's like, no. I'm not doing it anymore. But
Caroline,
she didn't do it because of what I said.
I said it. And Caroline goes, Oh my God.
That's
exactly
whatever.
As you said it.
Well, then that was fine. I just want you to know, of course there was no actual judgment. I would never judge you if you got two rolls. That's why I'm like, I just need you to know. I don't know what that reaction was, but that's not what it was. I was not judging you for wanting to get two rolls. And then I was even like, you got your second roll, girl. I was even like, Phoebe, hello, do you remember in the car? Phoebe, this cannot all be for naught.
I need everybody to know that the reason that I didn't order, this is our Mean Girl episode, whatever, just let it be.
I'm like stressed out because I'm the one who has to hear it.
We both hear it.
You don't hear it the same way. It's okay. Go on.
Anyway. Our poor waitress, I thought she might system overload if I said
Phoebe,
I wanted two rolls.
Yeah, we can't talk about the waitress because I was just saying, Phoebe, we can't even talk about this crazy experience with our waitress because I just told the story about Josh, which everybody loved, but I just can't tell like two crazy waitress stories in a row because they're going to be like, okay, wait, is she the problem? And there was not a problem with Josh. It was just like
Caroline's. And it wasn't really a problem here, except for at the end when we both had empty Diet Cokes and asked for another Diet Coke.
Well, the funniest thing was at the very beginning, the girl's like, do you guys like want anything to drink? Also, like, we sit down. We're sitting there for so long and she comes over and like we're practically wasted away to nothing. And she's like, do you guys like want something to drink? And we're like, yeah, like I think water and Diet Coke. Never saw the water, but then she just starts bringing us all our food and we have no Diet Coke. Then we get the Diet Coke from someone else. Well, we didn't ask someone else. Someone else brought it. And then it was later and the girl's like, do you need anything? And I was like, oh, could I get another Diet Coke, please? And Phoebe's like, yeah, me too. She only brings me one.
And handed it right to Caroline.
And she's just like, and none for you.
And then what's crazy though is it might be us because... Oh. She had it locked in and turned on
for
the table behind us.
That is what's crazy. And the thing is, like,
when we were ordering, it was like she didn't know what was on the menu.
No.
She didn't know where she was working.
No.
And then we hear her, like, rattling off the entire menu
to
the table behind us.
She's like, oh, you want to do that insane substitution? No problem. In fact, let me think how difficult I can make it for the kitchen, and I don't even mind asking them. Like, it was like she suddenly was a Little Miss problem solver, and we were like, huh? We didn't even have a problem. And it was like...
And she wasn't a bad waitress. It was just funny seeing the difference. And how,
because Phoebe also this is so funny because the table behind us, it's like this mom who's probably like in her 40s and then her mom, and she walks in and they're like sweet little duo for lunch, but a lot like we're thinking already like, oh God, our server's like gonna hate this because we can hear all the substitutions they're planning and all the things they want to do. They're like, well, we usually order this platter, but we just don't eat these two things on it, so we don't want to be wasteful. Like, that's what they're going to... And I was like, oh, God, this is not going to go well. And then the girl was like, oh, my God, totally get it. And
it
was like, chipper.
And it went really well.
Is that a famous person? And are we the famous people? Maybe she was nervous. I hope you guys aren't so annoyed by us just, like, talking about us. But whatever. You wrote in the note, lights at the club and mom. And I don't think we've ever talked about how Lights by Ellie Goulding is, like, our mom's all-time favorite song besides You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
She loves Lights by Ellie Goulding, and I was at the club on Friday, and that song comes on, which I haven't heard probably since mom owned a silver Toyota Sequoia.
Yeah. That mom loved.
She fully had the CD. Like, she would listen to that whole album.
She loved Ellie Goulding. She loved that song. I feel like Ellie Goulding.
And
was,
I still know every word.
I feel like Ellie Goulding was the soundtrack to my like senior year slash summer into college, high school into college. It's just so fun. Okay, well, I was just thinking, so back to Giggly Squad. They go on this whole thing about how Paige DeSorbo's mother got her and her friends a limo to take them from like upstate New York down to New York City. They have dinner at Serendipity and they go see Wicked. Okay. Can you imagine the price tag at this birthday party? Like
it's
got to
be like at least
$10,000. Yeah. So then Paige is like, so I just fell asleep the whole time. My mom like didn't even care because my grandma fell asleep too. I'm like, well, your grandma was probably 90. Like, yeah, she earned it. You were at Wicked. You fell asleep. I think it's, and that's the second time because she talked about going to see Aladdin with Craig on Broadway. And she fell asleep during that too. And she
Paige,
says
I
it.
I think maybe you're like a, what's the word? Narcoleptic.
I don't know. Maybe she is. But I feel like.
No, I don't think she is.
I'm just saying,
I think it's crazy to fall asleep. Wicked, it's like, okay, maybe at parts if you're boring. But Aladdin, you know the story. Like, it's just a Disney movie
the thing
on
that's
stage.
The thing that's more shocking to me, because I know people fall asleep. I've seen them sleeping when I'm on stage. Like, I've seen it happen. I know it happens. Telling everyone on your podcast, people who can't afford to go see a Broadway show, the people who, like, work so fucking hard are, like, Olympic athletes up there. You're like, I fell asleep. It was a really expensive nap, like, is how she talks about it. She's like, I fucking hate theater. Like, you don't need to be singing. Like, you don't need to start singing. I just fucking hate musical theater, blah, blah, blah. She just goes on and on and on. I could tell Hannah, like, came in and tried to, like, save it a little bit because it was just, like, a little. I just don't like the way she was talking about it. I just did not like it. And it's like, girl, it's just because you can't do it. Just say that. Just say that, you know? Anywho, then Paige, what was the point of me saying this about Paige? Oh, Paige is like, but, you know, Ariana was talking about how she wants to kind of merge from pop to more comedy and acting and music theater. And I think she totally should. Like, she's just so great at all this. I think it's a great move for her. And that got me thinking, could you imagine SNL 51? Ariana Grande is listed as a full-time cast member.
Oh my God. Imagine if she fully was just like, because here's the thing.
This is it now. She could do anything.
She could do anything in the world she wanted to.
Imagine she's like, I want to go do like improv with a bunch
and
of 24-year-olds every
And I just hope they never say anything about it. Like, I hope they don't acknowledge how crazy it is at all. It's just, we just get the cast announcement and it's like, Kenan Thompson is leaving and Ariana Grande.
Oh my God, she better not replace Kenan. But, all right, well, some people submitted some stuff for us to talk about. We can't talk about half of these things. Thanks, guys. Can't talk about half of this. My friend Gibson, though, she went to Toronto to see the Eras Tour. She got a killer show. What were her surprise songs? Us/Out of the Woods with Gracie Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the other one?
And You're on Your Own, Kid, and Long Story Short.
Like, so good.
An amazing thing.
So good. And she saw Ian Harding in the airport.
That's crazy. Was he at the show?
I don't know. She saw him at the airport going home. Well, he was in Canada. He's probably filming something. She was in Toronto. So I feel like everything films up there. But she said he was so insanely good looking.
I believe it. He's so hot. He's just got that like charming, like sweet. I don't know. I love him. We can't talk about Mario Party Jamboree. That's like your favorite thing in the world to talk about.
Speaking of hot men, though, we should talk about the sexiest man alive. Thoughts? You're such a John Krasinski girl, so you're probably like jumping for joy over it.
I mean, I thought it was a little surprising, obviously, but I think people are being like kind of mean about it.
They are every year.
That's like, and it's like okay, there have been a couple years where it's like, all right, but don't act like they picked like an ugly guy.
I feel like a lot of the criticism maybe is coming just from. Like, it is kind of insane. Like, why do we do this? Like, it is kind of crazy.
I know.
Why do we have a sexiest man alive? We don't have a sexiest woman alive.
Well, I think that would be even more problematic.
So why do we still do it for men?
I think because the men in Hollywood like it. They love, they want something to aspire
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and that's just tells me everything I need to know. But the other thing is, you know, there's a lot of speculation surrounding this that oftentimes it goes to the person whose PR team works the hardest or who buys it. Like, have you heard of this? Do you think there's legitimacy to this?
Yeah, this year I think it was maybe more of a PR thing, but all the stuff that I've seen, like the blinds that I saw about someone paying for it, I haven't checked out from what I've seen. Because he's not... Everybody labeled him, or that one blind item, and I didn't see any others. I saw the one that was like this A-list celebrity, and any other blind about him or Emily Blunt. They're not, Emily Blunt maybe is A-minus list, but
I
he's never
think
listed
so. I
as
think she's
A-list celebrity, which is why I'm a little bit like, I don't necessarily think it's true. I do believe that it was meant for Glenn Powell, and he... said no. I don't really know why he was. Maybe he thought it would cheapen his brand right now. Because I do think that it's kind of for like when Blake Shelton got it, it was like, okay, he needed that win.
I think that's what it always is now. I think it's a PR thing. It's who needs it and who needs a little ego boost. And someone, I can't remember who it was, but someone was talking about how like Emily Blunt has so much going for her right now, and she's been in so much recently, and like, she's just killing it, and he hasn't really had a whole lot happening that's like his face, you know, like A Quiet Place. He wasn't in the most recent one, right?
But other than that, what else? And I mean, Mary Poppins a couple years ago. What else has Emily Blunt been doing?
Oppenheimer. She did that movie with what's his name this year that she was just doing all that press for.
What was it?
You know what I'm talking
about. I don't
remember,
but yeah, I guess that makes... No, I can't think of
She's
it, but...
Had, like, two
yeah,
big
he hasn't
movies
done,
this year.
Like I feel like he year. Decided to move more into
but she
behind
wanted
an, the camera
Did she win
role?
An Oscar for Oppenheimer?
Did she win that?
She was at least nominated. It's like she has been doing... And then Devil Wears Prada, they're doing it again, and I think she's in it.
Yeah, which I'm worried for. I love that movie, but I just feel like every time I get excited about them doing something like that, like when they did Enchanted... Or like these movies that we all love, and the first one, it's meant to be a standalone film, and then they do a reboot, and it's like, this just doesn't hit the way the first one did. Why'd we do this?
Well, it won't. It's definitely not going to hit the way the first one did. I think we need to just kind of manage our expectations, because it's never going to be that. Like, we're never going to feel that high. Well, because there's more to the story. Like, I don't think it has to hit the exact same notes. It's going to be different. But I think, just think about Monsters, Inc. and Monsters, U. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
yeah,
a great example of doing it well. And they kind of did it in the way where it was like, okay, this came out at, you know, whatever year. The kids that were in kindergarten when it came out are now going to college. So it's the perfect time. So
that
I wonder,
was the year... Divine Joy Randolph won for Holdovers, but she was nominated in that category with America Ferrera and Danielle Brooks. Tough year.
Yeah. But I just wonder if... What was I just saying?
You were talking about...
You interrupted
me. I found it for you. I found it for you.
Yeah, I have no idea what I was saying. It's gone. But...
Well, sorry. I was just trying to do some hard-hitting reporting on who won the 2023 Oscar for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah. I don't remember. I just don't remember what I was saying. Oh, but maybe they'll age it, like, accordingly, and it will be, like, you know, here's what they're doing. Who knows? I think it's going to be great. I think those three are attached to it. They're not going to... It's not going to be bad. That gives me
I
a
agree.
Lot of faith.
I
feel I like...
Hope. It does, yeah. But sometimes I just manage expectations is what I'm trying to do.
Yes.
I don't want to get too excited.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit Bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.
So, Mario Party Jamboree. Well, guys, Phoebe, did you win?
No, of course not.
What do you mean, of course not? You came really close. Anthony, oh, yeah, Anthony was in the room. Won. But, yeah. But, hey, Anthony ended that game Anthony. With, like,
Anthony ended that game with over 10 stars.
In fact, I beat Anthony, like, multiple times
and
a week.
And I also, here's what I want to say about the end of the game.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it's, like, everybody gets a trophy. That's not what I'm trying to say. But first of all, I feel like in other games, like other versions of Mario Party, there have been more than two extra star categories.
Yeah.
I feel like normally there's like three or four stars given out for like extra little things that happen in the game. And I'm sorry. I just like Anthony didn't. You don't need to get a star for having the most stars. That's your prize. You have the most stars.
Yeah, but that's not what the star was for.
What was it?
You get awarded the star not because of how many stars you have, but because of other things. So I'm just saying.
I think that's the one he won, wasn't it?
No, that's not a star. So it would have had to be like you have the most money, like you could collect the most coins, or
which I think you
won the most mini games, or you moved the most or the least spaces, like something like that.
I just think we should have at least three extra stars.
I have all a love-hate relationship with bonus stars because here's the thing. Like, I don't like that it can make or break a game that way. I don't like that. I like that if I played a game that deserves to win, I don't think the bonus stars should affect whether or not I then do win. Like, if you get a bonus star for moving, for moving the least amount of spaces, then I don't think that should mean that then
you
win.
No, I do agree with that. It's got to be, like, most of something. That, I think, can warrant a star. But,
like,
but
there have also been times when I've won, you know, the most mini games, and I've gotten that star, and I still haven't won, you know? So it's, like, it's fine, but I just don't like... I like that the stars are given out. I just don't always like when it's, like, okay, I just made it, and I played a killer game, and, like, I needed to win that mini game to get enough coins to beat you, and then I did, and then you got a fucking loot, like, item... bonus star. I'm like, that doesn't count. I won, not you. That's how I feel. But I love the Mario Party Jamboree. We have unlocked all of the maps. So if you guys aren't gamers, you're going to skip this part. But we unlocked the Bowser
map.
The
new maps are awesome.
The new maps are so fun. They're crazy. We started playing with Pro Rules. I don't know if any of you have tried Pro Rules before, but it's like just a different set of rules. And you get to actually choose an item to start the game with, which we didn't play Pro Rules. But... it's kind of cool. So you pick an item. So like there are some maps where like the warp pipe is like the best item you can get. And there are some where like, you know, you want a double dice or whatever, but you can choose that. And then also in Pro Rules, like every good luck space, it's either 10 coins or a double dice and you can choose. And then there are no hidden blocks.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think every time you land on a Bowser space, you lose a star. I think it's just like, that's what it is every time. There's one bonus star. And you know what it is at the beginning of the game. And a lot of times...
oh, so you can try for it.
Yeah. So a lot of times, like, Anthony, like, if he sees that he's not going to win the game or that he's, like, it's going to be really close and he knows the bonus star is a slowpoke star, he'll start trying, like, using poison blocks on himself and, like, trying to slow himself down.
He like, plays the long game, which I think is what can be frustrating sometimes when you play a game like this with him because I'm so used to not thinking that way. But he, like, he knows. And also, it feels like when I would play Monopoly with the kid that I babysit, and he...
let me liken playing Monopoly with a 7-year-old to playing Mario Party with Caroline's 30-year-old husband.
He's so good at math, like, way better than I am, and he's played Monopoly more times than I have. So
she almost said longer. She almost said longer. The kid she was babysitting.
He would roll the dice, or I would roll the dice, and he'd be like... okay, you can just move to that square. And I'd be like, you didn't have to count that out? And he's like, no, because it's always like this amount to this square. And I'm like,
you're like, right. Sorry, I play with a much bigger board. I play way more spaces, way more risk involved when I play at home. Yeah, I have, the thing is, like, Anthony and I feel like our relationship, like, blossomed because of, not because of, but with Mario Party. When we first started dating, I would go to Anthony's house, like, please, can we play Mario Party? I just wanted to play it over and over and over again. I loved it, and I didn't have a Switch. And so 2 months into dating, he buys me a Nintendo DS because he's like, I need you to, like, be able to play games on your own, because every time you come over, all you want to do is play Mario Party. He's like, is that the only reason you're dating me? And then I think I asked for a Switch for Christmas or something, and it was like, I was, like, hooked on it. And we still, so every new Mario Party we play, and now we play with my friends too. Like, we had Clyde play last night and FaceTime in, and he'll go online and we'll play. But I have learned a lot playing with him because he does think so smart and so ahead. And like, now when he and I play, it's fully a game of like strategy, and we're thinking of all these things. And like, now he's like, babe, that is hot. When I like think, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this, which doesn't seem like to the naked eye, doesn't seem like a strategic move, but if you know, you know, kind of thing. And I just, yeah, I love Mario Party.
I noticed one time during the game, I like don't normally plan ahead. I don't normally look at the map. I don't really.
But when you did it, he pick up on it and flip.
It's a game of chance for me. And then one time I looked at the map and he goes, oh.
Yeah, he was so excited. I know. I used to be like, stop looking at the map. But like, when you start, it becomes more fun too to play like that. Except Anthony gets obsessed this morning. He's like, here's what I should have done last night. I made a fatal mistake when I didn't win because Clyde won last night. But Clyde, I came down to the bonus star last night. Like, we were, we each had 2 stars, and like, I had like 57 coins and he had 59 coins and he got the bonus star. So he won. Or vice versa or something. I don't know. Anyway,
it's fun when it's like the same number of stars and it comes down to the coins too. That's fun.
Yes. It just is a fun game. I love it. And I do not like people who, also, I'm sorry, Mario, the Super Mario World, that I'm not a gamer because I love Mario and like Nintendo stuff. And I'm not playing Call of Duty like in my bedroom for 6 hours, which I think it's an important distinction to be made when people.
And
like,
I don't, Caroline, I don't think anybody thinks that that's the kind of gamer you are.
Well, actually, I mean, never forget one of my old friends who I hadn't seen in a while. And then we're all like talking, and it's me and like Clyde and Gibson, all them. We're all talking, and we start talking about Mario Party. And she's like, wait, what? And she goes, wait, you're marrying a gamer? And I said, yeah. And I was like, is this fucking real right now? I was like, and Clyde's like, excuse me? And she's like, I could literally never. And I was like, why? And she was like, because I'd be like, pay attention to me. Stop paying attention to that. And I said, that's a you problem. I was like, I don't have that issue. He pays plenty of attention to me. I have to beg him to stop. So I guess we're just not dating the same kind of guy. If you need that much attention, you're not getting it. But she was like, I cannot believe that, Caroline, you're dating a gamer. She was so rude about it. My friends were like horrified. Anyway, should we do our rotations?
Let's do it. First up is going to be the cast of Wicked on my dream rotation.
Yes.
I'm just very excited. I don't have any worries in terms of casting. I listened to Wicked on my way back to Nashville this weekend. And it was, I just got so excited.
It's going
to be
so
good. And I also got like, I know that we don't have to wait that long, but I am a little bit like, I wish I could just like sit in my seat and go like get another popcorn or another Diet Coke and see part two immediately.
Wait,
also, is it going to be like a Marvel movie? And like, are we going to get like a little taste? Because it's like, they have it all. I hope that they re-release part one in theaters for like a couple weeks before part two comes out. That would be awesome. Or if they did something like what we did when we saw the Harry Potter 7 and 7 part 1 and 7 part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And like one thing, I just hope they do that. So like, I would love to be able to experience it in like a 5-hour experience of like having like it's an actual Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm. But I'd love that. The Broadway musical isn't 5 hours long.
No, but I'm just saying the movies together will be around that long because this one's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying I would like them to consider re-releasing part one into theaters.
I'm sure some theaters will. I kind of wish they were going to have like a brief intermission in the movie because I know I'm going to have to pee. I'm not going to want to miss a second. I'm like nervous about that. Like,
hey guys, can we pause?
Maybe before the movie starts, I'll stand up and be like, guys, so are we all in agreement that we should like probably pause around one short day? Maybe just so that, and then we can like right before or after. Can I see a show of hands? Who would like to pause before one short day? Okay. And after? Okay. After. We will take a 10. Can everyone hear me? We'll take a 10 minute break and then everyone will just go
hey,
with it.
Wizard.
Hey, Wiz. And I'm talking to the projection guy, you guys. Hey, Wiz. Hey, man behind the curtain. Wink, wink. Anyway, back to your rotation, I guess.
So there's Wicked, and now next is Charli XCX for her recent... how many times... We should do a roundup. How many times has she been on one of our rotations?
We need to do, like, a Spotify Wrapped before... Oh, like, I think we already said that for, like, our rotations. We were going to do that at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were also going to do, like, a... We want to do, like, a permanent rotation.
Oh,
and Maggie
yeah.
Smith is the first one on there.
Wait, yeah, actually...
and if you guys can believe it, Maggie Smith is the first to enter.
We should start working on that for sure. Once you're inducted into the permanent dream blunt rotation for the Pretty Little Podcast. I love that the blunt rotation is part of our brand now, but like meanwhile, I almost got arrested by my mother in high school and sent to rehab for smoking pot.
And you know, I never say that part. I only ever call it a rotation.
I'm like, whatever. This is what it is. It's also just like a meme, but it's just so funny, really, when you think about our lore. My lore.
Yes, your lore.
My lore.
Charli, I thought, did a great job. Wait, sorry, I fell asleep, Caroline.
I knew you would.
Tired.
Phoebe was
$100
like, Phoebe,
this weekend.
Phoebe, and that is a lot of work and money and exhaustion and energy. This weekend, Phoebe had a s'mores coffee, and then she was like, oh, I want a s'more. And I was like, okay, you got it. You got it, Fee. Because whatever you want. I'm your older sister. I'm here to make your dreams come true. So I went and got firewood. I got all the stuff for s'mores. And we had a bonfire.
Awesome.
And it was a great bonfire. It was cold. We had little blankets. We were cozy. We made some delicious s'mores. And then we went in to watch. But the thing is, and I'll talk about this more on my nightmare rotation, but the darkness, it feels so late. It feels
and also
so late.
The
11:30
time that SNL starts.
So it already is so late, but it felt so much later.
We also thought
it was 11.
SNL started at 11.
I don't know
so
why
we
I thought that
because
I watch it every week. I don't know why.
I also thought it was 11 though. So I thought it was weird, but we like had like extra time. We had to sit and wait.
And the best part is I could tell, like I knew Phoebe was not going to make it and I knew she was going to fall asleep. And I could see that she was trying to hide that she was falling asleep, but that she was. And so I offer her like 10 times to take her home before the show's about to start. And then it's like 3 minutes. So she's like, you know what? Yeah.
Offered one more time and you said, Fee, I just feel like you're going to drive, you're driving home tomorrow.
I was like, Fee,
you should probably go.
Please. And honestly, I need to take you now because if you make me miss this, I'll be pissed at you. So yeah.
I watched the cold open in a couple sketches and then I went up to bed, but then I watched everything after. My favorite sketch though was the one they cut.
And they cut for time, the mean cute.
Because y'all know
hey,
that I love Please Don't Destroy.
Have you thought about watching Where You're Fucking Going? I love that. I also love it.
So
funny. Three of you look like you're dressed up as the witches from Hocus Pocus.
I think that's her best. That was her best like comedic delivery in the entire thing that she did. I thought it was great.
And they cut it.
And this reminded me of the first sketch that I put on here. Like when I think Please Don't Destroy made my dream rotation one time a long time ago when Dakota Johnson was
theirs was good.
And when Bad Bunny hosted. When he was Shrek.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
Like, he was just like entirely green and had like the little horns that Shrek has. So funny.
One thing though,
and then the Dakota
like,
Johnson one is so funny too.
With Do Not Destroy, the reason that I think that one didn't get in though is because of the one part where it was like he brutally killed her or whatever. And like the picture. It was and I was like, that's why it got cut, which I hate. Like, why you'd have to go there with it when it took it a little too far because then they reeled it back. And I was like, no, that needed to be the end of it. If you were going to go to he's drawing pictures of her covered in blood, then like that is the end of the sketch. And if it isn't, we can't then go to Nepo Baby after that. Like that doesn't feel like it works. So I think that's why I got cut. And I was like bummed because I agree. It was hilarious. She was so funny in it. It was so great. I thought she was fabulous. I was really worried when they started doing the Domingo round two for the baby shower.
I was afraid she wasn't going to be able to land it.
I was like, if she doesn't land it, people are going to rake her across the coals. They're going to say this was unoriginal. And they're going to say, it's like, I mean, they did and not wait any time at all to do it.
She did a good job.
I thought they were going to bring Ariana out because I was like, it would make sense. And then she could do sympathies and life with her. But with the friend group, if she was there, that would be like perfect.
And I also think Ariana, like, I loved this version with Charlie. And I think it must have, I saw a tweet that was like, it must have been like splitting the atom yes. in the writer's room when they realized Domingo was the same letters as Hot to Go.
Again, Phoebe and I had the exact same Twitter news feed because I saw the
which we realized at lunch. But I think part of the original sketch that worked so well was like Ariana being such a singer and being able to deliver and just like kind of your like little like
a little bit off,
not super like yeah. I don't know,
a little bit pitchy. Yeah.
So
she was great, you guys. Charlie, if you haven't seen, definitely go watch. Wait, what was the one that she was really funny as Troye Sivan? And there was one other that
I liked that sketch. That sketch was funny.
She cracked me up. It was great.
Last is Sister Paxton from the movie Heretic.
Yes. Oh,
this
Justice,
girl is so fucking funny.
I want a sequel just about like what's up with her. Like she's gonna go.
What's up? I want a prequel.
I want a prequel and a sequel. I want to know what's happening to her now.
Like, I want a Sister Paxton universe.
I need a Sister Paxton universe because this girl had us freaking fooled. She, the way Hannah Marin does, where she plays dumb unintentionally, but then like, girl, she's got to figure it out.
Because she, okay, they're like walking to one of the houses. This is like within like 3 minutes of the movie. They're walking to
Phoebe
one of the
and
houses.
And I are like relentlessly making fun of her within the first 5 minutes.
We also like were sitting in the front row and I forget what it was, like the first line of the movie. Everybody, okay, our theater must have hated the film because we were the only ones like reacting and we
were like, guys,
like, okay,
it's a
no
comedy.
We're like trying so hard not to laugh. Also, after what had just happened to us,
we're trying to laugh off the trauma.
And then the movie starts, and this bitch is like, it's joke after joke after joke. And then they're walking up to these, they're like crossing the street with their little bikes and their Mormon outfits, and they see these like Gentile girls.
I forgot doing about this TikToks, part.
Doing TikToks in the street, and they're walking up, and Sister Paxton goes, I love these girls already.
I love these girls already. And then they come up and rip her pants off. Not kidding. They come up and pants her because they're like, are you wearing your garments? Jen
Affleck? The other girl that is with her is like,
stick in the mud.
Stick in the mud.
Here's the thing, though. You think it's going to be Sister Paxton. You think Sister Paxton's going to be the stick in the mud. You're wrong.
Because then they sit down in Hugh Grant's house and he asks them what their favorite fast food restaurants are. And Sister Paxton has thought about
this.
She
has a list. She's ready
and
to
she's
go.
Like, she's like calling them certain things. And then the Sister Dexter is like, Carl's Jr.
Yes.
And Sister Paxton is like, Hardy's on the East Coast. she was just over and over again.
She is such a good little actress. I've never seen her in anything, but I want to see her
in
everything.
She was in The Fabelmans, I found out.
Okay, well, I need to watch it because she was just great. I mean, Phoebe and I just fell in love with her. And honestly, like, Hugh Grant was so great. I think she is my favorite part of the movie. I just was rooting for her so much. And I felt like it offered a lot of commentary. I was really impressed overall with Hugh Grant and her in the movie. But I love Sister Paxton. I love her. And I hate those girls already. Just so you know, Sister Paxton, I hate those girls.
Her line delivery on every joke she did was just perfect.
It was so
good. And it was like, good. We knew who that character was immediately. The other girl was like, well, I know who this girl
and
is
then
too,
it was
but
like,
it's like, I'm not as interested.
Well, what's crazy is they wanted us to be so interested in the other girl. They're like, she's so mysterious. She's whatever. She's an IU. She's a birth control
she's
thing
an
in
IUD.
Her arm. Like, whatever. She's different. And like, I just didn't want to know anything
Which
about
also
her.
Like, hey, Sister Barnes, when Sister Paxton was talking about pornography earlier and you're acting like you don't even know what sex is, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Don't make her feel weird about it.
I know. I don't like that. She had kind of this holier-than-thou
like
vibe. She had this holier-than-thou vibe. And
he goes, I think there's a part of the movie where Hugh Grant is like, and are you guys both from Salt Lake City? And I think they're both
and the one girl's like, I'm from
they're both living there. And so Sister Paxton is like, yeah, like we're, and tells them all about the family. And the girl goes, well, I'm originally from
Philadelphia. I think that's what she said. It's okay, like a girl. City. She's like, I'm a city girl. Turned Mormon. I've seen a lot of shit. You can't imagine. Yeah.
That's kind of her whole vibe.
That is her whole vibe. And honestly, might be what gets her killed. Sorry, spoilers.
What gets her killed?
What gets her killed? Sorry. Okay. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Is it finally my turn to go off the cuff with my nightmare blunt rotation? First up, the darkness. You guys, oh my God, Phoebe just spit out her Diet Coke. Mission accomplished.
Almost.
It might be the end of the episode, but I accomplished my goal. It is dark out, y'all. I'm looking out. It was light when we started recording. It is dark now.
I can already see in the back.
And it is, I think I say this every year and like, you know, every week I'll get more comfortable with mental health discussions on this podcast because I know it matters. But is anyone else just struggling? I know that I get seasonal depression really fucking bad. I noticed it a few years ago. I always just thought that was just like who I was. But then I realized, oh, it's something that people experience and you don't have to. So I think I might get one of those little lights. Has anyone used it? I would love to hear.
You should. You should also... And mom learned this. People in Pittsburgh are so vitamin D deficient. Like,
I'm like
doctors have like
extra
noticed it so much.
Do you want to hear something insane about my vitamin D deficiency? So every time I get my blood work done, I'm deficient. But Kelly, like, she was like, oh, yeah, I'm like, she was saying that about like people in Pittsburgh, whatever, I'm deficient in vitamin D. So she's like, so I'm taking
it's because there's like, it's so cloudy in Pittsburgh all the time.
Yeah.
Even when it's sunny out, it's cloudy.
So she was like, it's like Forks, Washington. So she was
literally.
She was like, you should take some vitamin D. I have some. Like, what did you get? Like, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have a prescription. She's like, a prescription for it? You just buy it over the counter. What is your prescription for? And I was like, yeah, it's like for 50,000 units. And she was like, okay, so I take 500 units. I was like, oh, yeah, I take this weekly. That's like an insane amount, apparently. Like, it's very a big number. I didn't really realize that. I'm still deficient. So I think that might be part of it and why this is worse at this time of year. And so maybe that is something that I am supposed to be taking the 50K plus something else too, but it's hard to keep up with all the stuff you're supposed to take to like want to get out of bed.
I'm finally back on today. I almost said I'm finally back on my grind. I guess in a week, we'll see if I'm actually back on my grind. By back on my grind, I mean, today I took collagen, vitamin D, and my hormone Harmony today.
Oh, you
did? And my vitamin C.
Work.
And my vitamin C.
Work.
So I'm back on the grind.
You're back. You are so back. Well, I bought a green juice shot at Trader Joe's today, so me too. Anyway, I know in that Broad City episode, Alana uses it and it helps her. And it's so funny. She goes in the closet at work and she's
documentary.
Like,
it's a documentary.
Is it? You're right. It's a documentary. I think I might try one. So if anyone has, let me know. And just so you guys know, if you are like, oh my God, why am I so depressed? Like, what happened between this week and last week? And it's not the election. It's the darkness. Okay. It's the darkness. It's daylight savings and it's that time of year and you're not alone and you're not crazy. And so, you know, you can get a laugh with a Pretty Little Podcast when you need it. Okay. That's the first thing. The next thing is Paige DeSorbo. Okay, I was gonna say these people who, and then I was like, you know what? Why don't we just name them? Paige DeSorbo. I love you, girl, but what is up with that? What is up with that? What is up with you just talking shit because you couldn't do it if you wanted to? That's what it sounds like to me. Sounds like you couldn't do what they're doing and you're pissed about it. And I get it. That would piss me off too. Unfortunately, I can't relate, but I don't like how you're speaking about it. And so you're on my nightmare blunt rotation. Okay. And then the last one on my nightmare rotation, well, is the dead chipmunk that my dogs brought in the house last week. Yes. You heard that right? Flawa. I don't know if I mentioned it on the pod.
What's the last name?
Flawa Pilgore. That's how they call them. And I'll tell you about it. I go upstairs. I'm like, oh, everything's great. It's a great day in Mount Lebanon. I come downstairs. I'm like, did my dog take a massive shit in the middle of his bed? That would be insane. They haven't had an accident in the house in years. Like, if this is what I'm looking at, something is amiss. Something is wrong. I get closer. No, that's not a pile of shit. That's a sleep. Looks like it's sleeping, soaking wet chipmunk. Soaking wet. So I know whose mouth it was in. I know exactly whose mouth it was in. I don't think they killed it. There was no gore. But it was horrifying.
But with what we've heard from Drama, we don't know what really happened.
Yeah, so then, well, first of all, it comes down, like, Chuck's, like, sitting on the couch. Drama's sitting by his crate. They're just like, they're not even, did I tell the story on the podcast?
I took it out.
Oh, why?
Well, because I told a story about a squirrel and you were worried about us talking about dead animals on the podcast.
Okay, well, you can leave it in now. But if you feel like you can, but yeah, so there's this dead chipmunk in here. I lost my mind. Anthony took care of it. But last night, Drama's like digging. So we just like washed the bed.
He's looking for him.
We should have thrown it away because Drama starts digging in that bed, like digging like crazy. Pees, Phoebe, last night. He pisses in the spot where Flower was. Flower the chipmunk. And Flower, I'm like, by the way, my God, he hasn't peed in the house in, so, I mean, like a year. And so I'm like, it's because that's where the chipmunk was and he knows it. Anthony's like, no, it isn't. I'm like, yes, it is. Throw the bed away.
Or because Anthony did wash it, it's him like getting, he is marking it.
Maybe,
again,
but
so
it was
his.
Like exactly, it was just the way he was digging in the, like, it was like they had laid this chipmunk down for a nap. Like they put it in the center of Chuck's bed. It was low key, like cute what they did. Is that they were like, oh, Afwen just is kind of tired. So he said he could take a nap in our bed. We got a really comfy bed actually. And our mama who might maybe give you a treat. That's what they said. And then they brought it in. And I was like, I am not giving him a treat because he's dead. I don't know if you guys know this, but he's dead. So then later on in the day, Drama goes, where's Flower? And we're like,
Drama,
what?
By the way, guys, I just so everybody's aware, this is a character Anthony's created.
Yeah, and it's so funny. It's just
it is
Elmo,
so funny.
But it's so funny. And he goes, where's Flower? This is what Anthony had him say. And I was like, well. And he goes, where's his carcass? I said, Drama, you knew Flower. Yeah, I knew Flower was dead. I saw its soul leave its body. That's what he had Drama say. And then,
and
they're
by
like,
the way, guys, Flower is what Charleston wanted to name him.
Yeah.
And Pilgore is what
Pilgore.
Drama wanted to name him.
Pilgore. So its name is Flower Pilgore. And so then Chuck is like, hey, Mama, do you think we could have just a small service for Flower? Because... He thought that dead chipmunks don't cross the rainbow bridge. So it's a whole thing, you guys, now we have to do. And so anyway, Flower Pilgore, you're on my nightmare dream blunt rotation because you have created an issue in my home. My dog, Drama, is creating drama like there wasn't before. And that is pissing the house. And if that's your fault, anyway, I did Google it. And dogs bring owners dead animals as gifts, as Phoebe also pointed out from her counterpart Phoebe's song, Moon Song. But I didn't immediately think of that, which was crazy to Phoebe, that I didn't immediately think of the lyrics to Moon Song.
No, it wasn't. No. That I didn't think that you were going to immediately think, oh, Moon
I thought you were like, girl,
Bridgers, but
you
I just,
should have known
I
that.
I just thought you knew that dogs did that.
No, I did not know that they do that as like an offering, as like a gift and a present. And the way that they put it on the bed, like that, checks out so completely. The way that it was just like they were like so excited for me to see it, but they were not even moving. They're like, check out Flower, we bought a find over for dinner.
It's like when kids like make breakfast in bed for their mom, but like it's the worst breakfast you've ever, and now the mom is also like annoyed that
she has to clean
to
up
eat in bed.
She has to clean up
and
too.
She has to clean up the
she
mess
the
and
sheets.
There's gonna be crumbs in her bed. Yeah. And the kids are just like watching her like,
or
they're so excited,
or you're nervous, or you're like, oh God, Caroline Connell made this and the English muffins have mold on them, but if we don't eat them, she's gonna cry herself to sleep. Remember that story when I was like, no. I'm gonna do something really nice for mom and dad and I'm gonna make them breakfast. So I made them English muffins. I toasted them. I think I put peanut butter on dad's, butter on mom's, bring them up on trays. I bring them this whatever, and dad takes a bite of it and then he's like, because as he took a bite, he sees a spot of mold in it and he's like, don't eat that. And I'm like, what? what's wrong with it?
And they're like, we can't eat it because this is mold.
I was so devastated. Oh my God. I was like, I've been slaving over this breakfast for hours. Eat it.
So now I don't even feel bad.
Isn't going to kill you.
Now I don't even feel bad that mom has to go downstairs and clean it.
No, I don't even feel bad. Now I don't even feel bad. Look, I try to do something nice. I just won't even try next time. But yeah, so it's kind of like that. I didn't eat flour, but neither did they. And that's a good thing. So that's my nightmare rotation.
What an episode.
And that's the episode. It was less of a pop culture episode and more just of a, like, let's just gab about us. So hopefully we still have a few listeners listening. If you didn't listen to Friday's Patreon episode, is available for all paid tiers 1, 2, and 3, and we did a super duper deep dive on the Grammys, what we think about all those noms. So if you really want to hear what we think about that, go check it out. It is on Patreon. This coming week you will get an additional podcast from us on Friday for tiers 2 and 3, and next week we are doing the Martha documentary as our Thanksgiving gift to you that weekend. It might not come out on Black Friday because of the holiday, so if it comes out on Saturday, just bear with us. I'm just preemptively seeing that could happen. But that will be for all honorary Connell sisters. We have something exciting coming in December, so make sure you are following us on social media so you do not miss it. At The Pretty Little Podcast, the O in podcast is a 0 on Instagram, and on TikTok at The Pretty Little Podcast. And if you could, please leave us a review and make sure you tune in on Thursday for season 6, episode 2 of Pretty Little Liars. We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
I'm walking in.
She didn't even go for swell. Flower Pilgore. The most beautiful name for a girl.
That's the title of Flower Pilgore.
Flower
Rip.
Pilgore. I love it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.